If you know me, you know that I have a very, very active mind. I like to research, I like to be thorough, and I love to believe that I am making good decisions. Decisions about my life, my business, my relationships, and my health are just a few things that I encounter on the daily that I need to make decisions about. Just like you, I know you have lots of decisions to make as well. Life is just made up of a crazy long series of decisions. It can be difficult to make decisions all day, every day. So how do we get to a place where we can make decisions and make them quickly but still have the confidence we made the right decision? Being good at decision making improves all aspects of your life, so it's important to be confident in your decision making abilities. Here's the great news. You can get better at it. Over the years, by getting coached, I've gotten better, and by me helping my clients, I've watched them get better. So today, I'm going to show you my go-to way to get better at decision-making. If you're an overthinker or self-proclaimed researcher that never seems to have all that you need to make a decision, this episode will be a good one for you to listen to. Grab your iced latte and a pen and paper, and let's get to it. Hey, are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Have you encountered a career change, relationship transition, or simply feel stuck or unsure of your next steps? Are you just going through the motions and lack passion and confidence? Listen, I'm here to help you break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns. Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We'll tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you'll come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this. Now that I made that decision to talk to you about it, I'm ready and waiting to tell you all about it. But wait, let me take just 1 minute before we jump into talking about decisions. I want to share with you a testimonial from one of my coaching clients. This testimonial is by Kim P. She is a business owner and a mom. She says, "Heather is amazing. She helped me transform my mindset on things that were holding me back from being a better business owner, mother, and overall person. My own anxiety gets in the way from being successful, and Heather helped me reframe my thinking and completely change my mindset and outcome. The smallest tasks to the largest obstacles now seem more possible, and my anxiety is at bay." She is also so sweet and patient, which makes me more comfortable explaining my personal concerns. Thank you so much, Kim, for taking the time to write out how getting coached helped you navigate your business and your personal life all at one time. I love hearing from my clients and how getting coached has helped them navigate their personal and professional lives. Coaching is for everyone at every stage of personal and professional development. If you're ready for coaching, let's get started today. Go to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com to sign up for coaching, or you can sign up for my free confidence audit that takes 20 minutes of a conversation and turns it into 2 tips specifically for you to increase your confidence. Hello, and welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. This is episode 23. How to make quicker decisions, a guide from a recovering overthinker and practiced procrastinator. Last November, when I decided to launch the podcast, I wasn't sure I was up for the task. I contemplated a podcast for a long time before I took the leap. I was invited to be a guest on another podcast with Callahan Dice, the producer of Life Beyond Infertility, and that gave me the push I needed to make my jump into the podcasting world. Thank you so much, Charlie, for that invitation, because it really did change my mindset about it. When I think about all of the time I spent thinking over the idea, researching, and feeling unprepared to start a podcast, it gets me thinking, how much time would I have saved if I applied the tips I'm about to share with you to this decision? Truth is, I have a system for making decisions, but there are times I forget to apply it. I will get overwhelmed, or I'll think it's too big of a decision. I'm getting better every single day at making decisions, and so can you. So don't beat yourself up. If you too have things you know how to do, but occasionally you forget to apply them, it's okay. Let's talk a little about what prevents us from making swift, bold decisions. The biggest reason we don't make decisions quickly or efficiently is fear of making the wrong decision. This can create all kinds of internal barriers to your ability to make a quick decision. How can you tell if you have fear around making a decision? Listen to your inner dialogue. Do you have thoughts like, I have to make the right decision? Or, my husband or boss or friend will be mad at me if I do this wrong? Or, I'm always making bad decisions? Or, this is so hard? Or, I will just deal with this later? You will find yourself catastrophizing the outcome of not making the correct decision. If this is you, don't worry, you're not alone. According to an article by Oracle on PR Newswire, a global study of 14,540 people surveyed, 85% of those people said they had an inability to make decisions and it was having a negative impact on the quality of their life. That is a large percent of people suffering from decision making. The thing is, when we don't make a decision, we're staying comfortable with the known. When we make a decision, it usually requires movement, change, or sometimes it requires being uncomfortable. It also usually means letting go of something else to some degree. No wonder it's hard to make decisions. You may also be avoiding making a decision because you lack trust in yourself to make the right decision. Maybe it was because you have made a decision in the past and you felt like it was a mistake. Or maybe it's just confidence and you lack overall trust in yourself. Whatever the reason, you could be preventing yourself from making quick decisions because of your inability to trust yourself. Here's the tricky part of trust. When you don't trust yourself, it overflows into so many aspects of your life. If you took time to work on this one area, making the decisions, you could literally change your entire life. Learn to trust yourself, and you will know that even if you make a decision that doesn't work out, that's okay. It won't matter because you can trust yourself to move forward regardless and trust yourself to have your own back and make a new decision to self-correct. When you trust yourself, you trust you will learn exactly what you need in order to be successful. One last reason we will talk about today is simply you may have perfectionism tendencies and simply be overwhelmed with the amount of information you believe you need to review or consider prior to making a decision. This could also come from not trusting the sources of information available to you, or you aren't sure where to get information to help you make an informed decision. Either way, you feel paralyzed and insecure about making a decision at all. It doesn't help that we are living in a time in history where you can log on into the phone or your computer in your hand at all times and look up information at the drop of a hat. And some of that information is accurate and some of it isn't. Don't discount how confusing this can be for your brain when you're researching information and you're not sure what information to use to make big decisions. It just adds to decision fatigue and confusion. Now that we have a basic understanding of why it might be hard to make decisions, let's talk about what practical steps you can take to help yourself make decisions. The best way to get better at making decisions is to build trust in yourself. How do I do that, you might ask? Practice making decisions all the time. Take note of the million and one decisions you already make every single day. For instance, you most likely make the decision to wake up, feed the kids or the dogs in my case, feed yourself, get ready for work, and go to work. Believe it or not, those are all decisions. Some people make those decisions differently than you. Look at how many decisions you make every single morning in the span of a few hours. Pay attention to the good decisions you make every single day. You may even want to take the time to write them down. Give yourself a visual of all the decisions you make that are quick and efficient. Stop here for just 1 second. If your brain is offering you all the decisions you make that you think are bad decisions right now, just stop. Ignore your silly little brain. It's okay to ignore it for just this exercise. as you're writing everything down, just write down all the things that you are doing right and doing well. We aren't evaluating what decisions we are making that aren't good right now. Focus on the decisions you're making that are sound decisions that are supporting you for reaching your goals. This is going to help you build trust within yourself quickly and without a ton of extra work. You may even notice, because you are now more aware of all the decisions you make each day, you might want to improve your unconscious decision making. Go ahead and watch how quickly you find yourself feeling more confident and in control. When you have more trust in yourself, you will make decisions quicker. Until then, start to be more intentional about making decisions. When you know you have a decision to make, use this simple roadmap. Number one, set a deadline for making the decision. Number two, gather information, but limit how many options you're giving yourself. Number three, break down the decision and prioritize what's most important about the decision. Number four, evaluate the pros and cons. You may just check in with the experts or someone you trust, but be pretty clear about what the pros and cons are for you. Number five, make the decision. Go ahead and make that decision no matter what the outcome is. And number six, just learn to adapt when the outcomes are different than you anticipated. You can get better and better at making decisions simply by being more intentional and making more decisions. And you'll learn to trust yourself even if the decision turns out to be a flop. You can self-correct and change into a new decision. It's important to consider your decisions and how you might make a different decision if you had to do it over. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to make wrong decisions. Not a big deal. That's exactly how we learn and grow. If you put in the effort to make decision-making a focus, you will find that you are able to make decisions quicker without regretting them. You will become more astute over time, and eventually you'll probably even enjoy making decisions. Let me know how it goes with your decision-making and how it works out. To use this six-step process, we'll review quickly. One, give yourself a time frame. Set a deadline. Gather the information, but limit how many options you have. Break down the decision and prioritize what's most important. Evaluate the pros and cons. Make a decision and adapt when the outcome isn't what you want it to be. All right, I hope this really helped you out. I hope you're ready to go make big decisions, little decisions, and be more aware of the decisions you're making every single day that are serving you. Have a great one. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I sure hope you learned something. Can you do me the biggest favor? Right now, share this show with three people you know that might love listening in. It would also help me in a big way if you'd leave a 5-star review so other people just like you can find the podcast. Then don't forget to come back. Each week we cover little tips for how to increase your confidence, how to ditch that self-doubt, and stop negative thought patterns that are keeping you from being your crazy confident self. Look, if you really want to increase your confidence game, all you have to do is take advantage of my free confidence audit, where I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you and give you 2 tips catered to your confidence needs to help you get to your crazy confident self. Go right now to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up. Let's get your crazy confidence flowing. See you next week. Love you big.